Jade Dell has been working at a Panera bakery in Denton since November. She takes treats to her family after every shift.
My mom tells me I'm going to get her fat.
The sophomore at Guyer High School earns $8 an hour in addition to apple muffins, and has since she started. Jade thinks she might be up to nine soon.
It feels great. Feels like I finally accomplished something.
Jade is saving for college and to feed her book-buying habit. Feeling flush with cash, she recently donated a little money to one of her older coworkers.
She stopped going to school because she can't really pay for it right now. She's living paycheck to paycheck. And just recently, she started this funding where you can, donate money to her. And she's using that money to help for school and get art supplies.
Jade wouldn't be upset if her coworkers who live on their own were paid more than she is.
I think that's fair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're doing the same work?
Yes.
Her classmate, Brighton Mason, is also working his first job at the admissions counter at Sea Life Aquarium in Grapevine. He started at $8.75 an hour and hopes to save enough to buy a car.
It's nice having a lot of money because if you have an emergency or something, you could just use your money right then and there instead of waiting and asking your parents.
Brighton wants the federal minimum wage to go higher. President Obama has proposed $10.10 an hour to match inflation. Brighton thinks it should be at least $9 an hour, especially for unpleasant jobs.
I feel that some jobs are really underpaid for the amount of work that they do, like custodial work, like cleaning. I think that sucks.
Most custodians are also paid above minimum wage these days. With unemployment at a mere 4.3% in Texas, employers are competing for low-skill workers, especially in restaurants and retail.
So wages should be going up at these establishments, and that's what we've been seeing.
Pia Arrhenius is an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. She counts 250,000 teenagers in Texas working low-wage jobs. Texas actually has a larger portion of low-wage workers than most other states, and most of them aren't teenagers. In fact, only 1 in 6 low-wage workers in Texas is a teen. While the fatter paychecks are great for the teens who work, it's a strain on businesses, especially small ones.
Small firms, especially restaurants, small shops and so forth, they are looking for exactly that type of worker that they can't afford to pay more. If there aren't enough of them to go around, you will have inefficient allocation of labor. You will actually have managers doing the work of the entry-level clerks.
The last time the government changed the minimum wage was 7 years ago at the end of the Bush administration, when it went from $5.15 to $7.25 an hour. Even that bump didn't keep up with the inflation of the previous decade. What you can actually buy with a minimum wage has been eroding over the last 20 years. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.